the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, in a message obtained by New Jersey 101.5 from the owner of the home whose profanity-laced Kamala Harris sign was burned last month, he is offering forgiveness for whoever did it.
Homeowner Robert Kaczynski says if the culprit rings his doorbell and apologizes, the contrition will be accepted and no charges will be pressed. He also says the vulgar sign will be retired. A new sign with a positive message of his choosing would go up until the election, which would be repainted by the newly repentant. Kaczynski added that the offer is non-negotiable and expires 1 week from its post date of October 1st. He added that, quote, forgiveness is more powerful than hate. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Ahead of the presidential election, more people in New Jersey are registering to vote. Out of the 38,000 new registrations that claim a political affiliation, most are choosing Republican. However, the majority are choosing to remain unaffiliated. There are now more than 6.6 million registered voters, and Democrats still hold about a million voter advantage. Away from the race now, police are asking for the public's help following the death of a woman involved in a hit and run in Aberdeen nearly a month ago. A 58-year-old woman was found laying in the street in a residential neighborhood not far from the area's high school. On Sunday, the victim died from her injuries. Police still have no suspects in that hit and run and ask anyone with information to contact the Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office. As if the price of eating at home isn't expensive enough, the cost to eat out is even worse and is expected to continue to increase, according to the United States Department of Agriculture's Megan Schweitzer.
Food away from home or restaurant prices are predicted to increase by 4.1%.
She says the added cost is for covering the cost of those who prepare and serve it to you. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. Are we unsettled tomorrow? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, partly to mostly cloudy for tonight, passing sprinkle. We'll have lows in the middle and upper 50s. Areas of morning fog for tomorrow, then partly sunny with a nice afternoon. Highs in the low and mid-70s, mostly clear tomorrow night, down in the mid-50s. Areas of fog again late tomorrow night into Friday morning, and partly sunny. Highs in the low and mid-70s, and it stays dry over the weekend with some sunshine. I'm meteorologist John Fear.
We've got 65 degrees in Elizabeth, 64 degrees in Lakewood, 65 degrees Seattle City. Fast traffic, instant weather, every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, and I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Get the facts. For your free timeshare exit info kit, go to iCancelTimeshare.com. That's iCancelTimeshare.com. iCancelTimeshare.com.